Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, cobbled together from nothing more than a biscuit tin, two oranges, and a lot of true British grit. Coming up on this week's show, iPad 2. That's iPad 2. And did we mention iPad 2? We've also news from Nintendo. Samsung on yet another Galaxy Tab. Oh yes, an iPad 2 Plus. We'll be running through the as yet unmade tech movies we'd like to see down at the local multiplex and hearing your thoughts on the iPad 2. Joining me to discuss all things iPad 2, it is the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who blunts razors with his cow pie chin. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hi, nobody told me we were going to be talking about the iPad 2. What's all this about the iPad 2?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Did you not know?
We did it. I thought we did it last week.
Apparently it launched this week.
Yeah.
Some stuff happened.
It's yesterday.
Yeah. I'm here to talk about the...
Nintendo.
ViewSonic tablet. Or something.
Duncan, have you got a rant this week? Because if you haven't, I have.
What do you mean a rant? You always call it a rant. It's like more like
it's
a considered
amusing
opinion.
Yeah.
It's now gone
a thought piece.
It's thought for the day.
Yeah, thought of the day.
Let's all think it up with Duncan.
Well,
all right, you have a moan, Dan. You have a moan.
No, okay. Right, Tesco Mobile. Mm-hmm. They're screwing my dad.
Sorry?
They're screwing me over. Basically...
What about your mum?
Yeah. No, he bought an iPhone on Tesco Mobile on contract, okay? Anyway, it turns out that where he lives, the reception's rubbish. He's tried it for a week, given up on it.
Mm.
So he's taken it back. You've got 14 days to take it back. Mm. Fine, they take it back. It's now been several weeks. They still haven't refunded him the 350 quid that he, you know, paid for it. So that's processing. Apparently the man who sorts it out is away at the moment.
Just the one man.
The man.
There's one man at Tesco Mobile.
Britain's biggest employer.
Who deals with refunds. But also, they've sent him a £100 bill. And he's like, what the hell? And more than £100. He's like, what the hell's this? It turns out that when you send back a phone on Tesco Mobile, if you're on contract, if you send it back, they don't just charge you like pro rata the contract price, which would be a few quid. They sort of retrospectively switch you to pay as you go and charge you the pay as you go rates.
Oh my
so
gosh.
He downloaded quite a lot of data.
Hmm.
And they're charging him the pay-as-you-go rate for data, which is like several thousand times the cost of it on contract. And apparently this is all in the contract.
That's a bit spicy, isn't it? Yeah, no, that sounds like classic small print.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Stabbing.
So, he's up for a small claims kind of thing. And, you know, he wants to take him.
Take him
to cleaners, Mr.
Take
Morsley.
Take down Tesco Mobile. So, I have to see if I can use my my powers as the T3 podcast presenter to sort this out.
We should start a petition.
I'd say that's
I'm coming after you, Tesco Mobile.
I'd say that's it, sorted.
There we go. Anyway.
Yeah, listeners, none of you shop at Tesco this
that's
week.
That's it.
Bam.
That'll teach them.
On to our top story. And it is the exciting news from the Nintendo Developers Conference. No. It's not. It's the iPad 2. We knew it was coming. We knew what to expect. Thin, right? What we didn't expect last week was this.
Good morning. Thanks for coming. We've been working on this product for a while, and I just didn't want to miss today. So, thank you.
Steve Jobs, back.
He's back. Hello. Back. Do you think he turned up 5 minutes before they were due to announce it? It was like, oh, no, shag it. I'm gonna do this. I don't care.
No, because there was a rumor the day before, wasn't it, that he was going to do it. So, I guess... They had at least 24 hours notice.
He didn't pick anything up, I noticed.
A lot of people said it would be a bad idea for him to do that. The Guardian, I noticed, said it would be better, like for reasons to do with everybody would fixate on, like, oh, does he look a bit peaky? Like, you know, how, you know, what state does Steve look like? He is
to be honest.
And also that he's like stealing the thunder of whoever his stand-in whatever might be. But I thought that was a bit mean-spirited.
Yeah, for me, it was great to see him. You know, great to see that once again. And he was, you know, he went great guns throughout.
It was a bravura performance. Yeah. He basically stood there with something that was basically identical to the product from last year and said, "We've completely redesigned it. It's totally different in every way."
I don't want to overanalyze
And then proceeded
it,
to detail. But... Every single way that it was basically the same as the last one.
All right.
But, you know.
You say this. So,
but he did it beautifully.
Well done, Steve. Okay, well on then to the iPad itself. You can listen to all 1 hour and 17 minutes of the announcement, or listen now to our potted Steve Jobs rundown of the new features.
We have a new chip we call A5. It's dual-core processors. And so we get up to twice as fast on CPU performance, up to 9 times faster graphics. Second, we've built in some cameras. We've also built in the gyroscope that we have in the iPhone and the iPod Touch. One of the most startling things about the iPad 2 is it is dramatically thinner. Not a little bit thinner, a third thinner. So we're incredibly happy with this. And when you get your hands on one, it feels totally different.
Totally different.
It does, I agree.
Totally. Well, okay. Hold that thought, Ruby, because last week we said this. I think we're expecting just a tweak.
Yeah.
With some nice new things, but nothing dramatic.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going for.
Yeah.
This week, Steve Jobs said this.
It is an all-new design. It is not a tweak design. It's not got marginal improvements. It's a completely new design.
First of all, clear proof that Steve Jobs listens to the podcast and responds.
Definitely. That was a message to us.
Yes. Yes, a direct message. So is it a tweak? Is it all new? We've got it's thinner, it's faster,
it's lighter,
it's got cameras, it's
gyroscope.
A shave lighter, gyroscope, a new chip.
I suppose it depends how you define tweak and how you define completely new design.
Let's get a dictionary.
I mean, for me, it runs on exactly the same operating system. It does everything the same. It looks the same. Okay, it's a bit thinner, but I can't imagine it feels radically different.
Well, Ree, you've touched it.
It does feel radically different.
Really?
It really does, yeah. Because we had an old iPad there and the new iPad. And it, side by side, it makes the old one look really dated. Mm-hmm. And makes it feel really cumbersome. Like, I couldn't hold the old iPad in one hand, but the new one, you could, and it felt comfortable in the hand. And that was... It just felt completely different.
So, because it's gone, whatever it is in grams, I don't know, but it's gone from 1.5 pounds to, was it 1.3?
I think it's like 500.
So it's shaved off a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
It's shaved off 0.2 pounds, I should say.
It's just the thinness that's like, that. It just looks much more now like an iPod Touch rather than an iPhone. So it's got that curved, and it's thinner than an iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the iPhone's about 9.5 mil, and this is more like 8.5.
It's 9.8.
Like.
Oh, no, 8.8.
8.8, so, you're right. 8.8 you're right.
But does it feel better? Because, I mean, I think one of the things it always looked a bit dated, actually, the iPad, funnily enough. It never looked like a really cutting edge sort of thing by Apple standards. But I always quite liked the heft of it. Mm. So I don't know, is there an element of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, does it feel. I mean, because some people, I guess, felt it was too heavy. Mm. Maybe it's horses for courses.
Yeah.
For ladies, it's an improvement.
for
large-handed gentlemen such as myself.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like fly away. It feels more, it feels quality, obviously. So when I held the Galaxy Tab 10.1, that was a bit plasticky.
I didn't like,
this one was.
How does it compare to the feel of the Zoom? Which is probably in terms of design and look and feel the one that we all most warm to at Mobile World Congress. So
it's just completely different. And what was really great about when we saw the iPad 2 yesterday was the things you could do on it. You could do it straight away. Like when we saw the Zoom, we did the video with the Zoom.
Yeah,
it was all very it's running Honeycomb and you can kind of do this. And with the iPad 2 yesterday, it was like, it's got GarageBand, it's got iMovie, you've got FaceTime, there was a list of things you could do right there and then.
Quite good about the launch was they did at least, rather than just saying, oh, it's got a dual-core processor and the graphics run faster, they did actually have some things that showed
off. Yeah, they showed a photo booth with 9 simultaneous
Well, actually, I thought that they were finessing that slightly because, of course, it's actually one stream split nine ways. It's not nine streams, but it's the same stream with a number of effects over it.
Yeah, that's true.
I would quibble that that is not nine video streams, but
it was slick. I mean,
but yeah, it was. Yeah, and the GarageBand thing looked pretty good. I mean, I don't know how in terms of usability, I've no idea with just the touchscreen, but it seemed very.
Yeah, it was good.
Fly.
Yeah, it was good.
And iMovie as well, actually quite sophisticated.
Maybe if you've got a flip video.
Edits you could do.
Which would be really good. So you could just do everything on your iPad.
Yeah, I did like it. What about smart covers?
See, right, okay.
Yeah, the world's gone mad for them.
I like them because I played with them. Well, and I think they're really clever. Because everyone who's got an iPad has got a case for it, for it to be able to stand up and for you to type on. And it's just like a piece of paper that goes on. But then you, it's like origami, I guess. So you fold it and it just makes it stand so you can type, makes it stand so you can watch the video.
Honestly, it's probably the thing I'm most excited about.
Oh, good. I'm glad. See, a lot of people have argued with me about this. I was trying to convince you.
Because it's clever. It's Apple. You know, the iPad 2 are fine. It's nice and it does lots of new exciting things. But in terms of, you know, pure aesthetics, they looked at the old cover, went, you know what? This is functional, but it looks shocking.
And yeah, that was one of the worst looking products they've ever made.
Yeah, and it's terrible. Bulky and it just disguises the niceness of the iPad itself. What can we do? They came up with that. It attaches by magnets, which is nice to start with. But then just it's the way it works. So it covers the screen, which is really what you want. It's very small, you know, it's very thin. You fold it a few times in a very functional way and it becomes the prop. And then you just tip the whole device up and it becomes a stand. Clever.
It's
very
really
clever.
And the way that it switches the screen on and off when you close it.
Yeah, they've thought about it.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I couldn't care less. So I never would put a cover on anything. So I'm very, that's just me, you know. That's how I roll. But as covers go, it's about as exciting as covers get.
It's the most exciting cover
stick my neck out
available today.
This is a very ill-sounding, but I've got another bloody cold. Yeah, I'm like the Typhoid Mary of King Tech. Ree's been up all night with the iPad.
Editing.
iPad 2.
But it's now my second. It's now it's number one. It's replaced the Kindle cover as my favourite cover. Yeah. Again, that's just another cover where
you have a top 10 covers
about it. You know,
top
they've
10 of
given
covers.
It some thought.
Updated every week.
There we go. Yeah. That'll be on teether.com soon.
My favourite is the ones with the batteries in. I like them. I mean, they're hideously ugly,
they're
but
huge.
The battery is useful.
There we go. We did have.
What's your favourite cover, Ree?
I'm going to go with a smart cover. Okay.
You're going
to
go with it.
We'll come back to it because we've got tweets on the covers. Okay. So we'll come back to it. But we did have Steve Jobs there. And he gave us, in his Steve Jobs way, a bit of philosophy on the iPad, which also said a lot about where he thinks the competition is. This was right at the end. And this is what he had to say.
Technology alone is not enough. And a lot of folks in this tablet market are rushing in. And they're looking at this as the next PC. The hardware and the software are done by different companies. And they're talking about speeds and feeds, just like they did with PCs. And our experience in every bone in our body says that that is not the right approach to this. That these are post-PC devices that need to be even more intuitive than a PC.
So there we go. So he went, you know, he talked as well about blending technology and the arts and all this kind of thing. And he's kind of right. They've designed the technology, they've designed the software, they've thought about the apps, they've put it all together. And ecosystem is becoming a bit of a buzzword, but Apple really has got an ecosystem for the iPad. And Android, I don't know that it does.
Well,
the apps aren't there yet.
It's been the case for years, though. I mean, that's the way Apple has sold its mobile devices.
Yeah,
it's just come in and nailed it first time with the iPhone and then carried on from there.
And even Android Honeycomb, the people making the products, Samsung, Motorola, they're still coming at it from a mobile phone angle or a computer angle. And I don't yet think... They realise that this is an entirely new product and they've got to think about it from scratch. Almost.
Also, more to the point, I mean, the other thing is they all end up just playing catch up with Apple.
Yeah.
In a way, it's almost a bit embarrassing, in fact, because they launch their products a lot of the time. And it's like, oh, well, this has got this, this and this that Apple hasn't got. It's got a faster process that Apple hasn't got. And then, you know, relentlessly, Apple just will roll out something a couple of months later. Yeah. that has everything that's in these other products, and then has all the stuff that's established.
From what Steve Jobs is saying, from what Steve Jobs is saying, the biggest competitor to the iPad should really be HP and WebOS. I mean, it won't be because they just don't seem to be able to get through. You know, that they don't seem to be able to get the number of users. But really, on paper, Android shouldn't be a competitor to the iPad, and WebOS should be. But
well, I don't know. It's not going to be that way. Mischievous there, but. I think at the moment the main competitor to the iPad is things that aren't iPads, basically laptops and
maybe
large mobile phones. I suppose if that's some people seem to think that's the route.
Quite possibly. Incidentally, pricing: the Zoom PC World are now pricing at $499. The iPad 2, of course, starting at $439. Although I think the Zoom does have built-in 3G and all that. And whereas that's just for the Wi-Fi edition. iPad 1, $329 now.
I know it's going to crash.
I wonder how long they'll keep it on sale for,
though. Would you go for that at $329?
No.
Really?
I still don't want an iPad. My bottom line. I thought it was, I don't know, almost verging on stingy as a discount. But I don't know.
It's over 100 quid discount.
Well, mainly because I wouldn't get the I never get the bottom end of anything anyway. Yeah. So it was like, it was a £100 discount on each. So that's obviously a smaller percentage discount on the top of the range model than it is on the...
Okay, well, there we go. Well, believe it or not, other things have happened this week.
What?
I know. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, the Nintendo 3DS hits the shelves on the 25th of March. Now, why does that date ring a bell? And already, Ninty is plotting a software update to add a slew of new features to its three-dimensional handheld.
The bump will bring Nintendo's eShop, web browser, and DSiWare service onto the spanking new console. The eShop alone will bring a whole bunch of classic games updated with 3D-ness. For now, though, Ninty's keeping shtum about just what titles will be available.
Look out, iPad 2, the BlackBerry Playbook looks set to launch next month. According to new reports, that is, there's been no confirmation from RIM, but the Boy Genius report says it's been told by multiple sources that RIM's very first tablet will be launching on the 10th of April. That's in the US, we presume.
Meanwhile, rumours of a mid-sized Galaxy Tab have all but been confirmed. Samsung's invited us to a mobile Unpacked event on the 22nd of March, with the numbers 7, 8, 9, 10 emblazoned across the front. 7 and 10 inches are already covered, plus the 8 and 8 point... What? Sorry. 7 and 10 inches already covered, so that's 8.9 for the third tab then.
Got there in the end. Trouble for Vodafone this week after a break-in at an exchange centre in Basingstoke. Calls, texts and data all down for a number of users. Vodafone's keen to stress that all personal data has remained secure.
And finally, what better way to start March than with the announcement Penthouse is launching the world's first pan-European 3D adult channel.
Oh, at last!
Launched this week, it offers full 3D HD video and promises to deliver 30 hours of new content every month.
Wow, it's like an hour a day.
Oh my God.
An hour a day of
imagine that on your big flat screen, telly.
Extraordinary.
Enormous three-dimensional penises and vaginas coming at you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that shoved down their throats.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM, Duncan.
Yes. First, some love for the iPad 2. Model Foot, Steve Foot, tweets, didn't like the spec of the first one, but iPad 2 is the one for me.
Oh.
And he didn't then go on to add, until iPad 3 comes along inevitably in 12 months' time. Shall I read this next one as well?
Yes, definitely.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay, Ryan Crashburn. That's interesting. His name is Ryan McFall. Mm. And he's done a little play on it by having his name as Ryan Crashburn, I think. Is that a little play? I don't know. Maybe
sort
it's not.
Of.
It's like fall, crash, burn. Those things go together.
I see.
Sometimes a Mac might crash and burn. I don't know.
What is Ryan?
Anyway, he says... supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
etc.
The sound of that is something quite atrocious.
Really is.
Yeah, not everyone so easily impressed.
Oh, you
to start
me.
Rhyming. England in Surrey, J England. Whole load of meh. The cover looks cheap. Personally, liking the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. And then Sanjay Palmer, 13. That is Sanjay Palmer. Honestly, not impressed. Nothing new or revolutionary. Waiting for the other tablets to come out.
Well, I wouldn't bother because they won't have anything new or revolutionary either.
But. There we go. You are at least impressed by the thinness. Okay, that's impressive, tweets I'm Thai UK. And NL84, Nigel Lane, says, yeah, thinner than the iPhone 4. Crazy. And who knew that even the doubters would give it up for a bit of polyurethane and a couple of magnets. Not impressed, but I do love the smart covers, says Next One 2010. That's Ruben Nall. And Jack Cripps can't resist either. I'm enjoying the smart covers for the iPad, but not the iPad. Although I'm not sure a cover by itself would really be that functional, but there you are.
I suppose the message here is everybody should start creating that type of cover for every imaginable type of gadget.
There we are. Yeah,
but see, let's go and do that.
It'll need gang. It needs the magnets in the device to start with. So this is probably a good time to mention our new Apple v Android standoff.
Yeah, there is, and also apologies for my clanger yesterday on Twitter. I said GarageBand was $499.
Yeah, I saw a few tweets about that. Never mind.
Sorry,
that's premium pricing.
I forgot to put the dot in, so apology. But I did tweet it again saying
well
that it was 499. Anyway, yes, we have we're actually creating a campaign, or we've created a campaign. We're trying to find out. We want to find out if you're in the Android Army or Team Apple.
I don't know anymore.
Decide. So you have to go to the Facebook page. So if you look for the real Android Army and the real Team Apple, go on, comment, put pictures, say you like it, become a fan, and then spread the word.
I mean, we'll see.
Why is it the real Android Army?
Because there are, you know,
is that like the real IRA? We're carrying on the fight when everybody else has
put down
declared peace. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
It's going to be the provisional Androids team.
So this is kind of a call to fanboys everywhere, but exactly. Not just fanboys, ordinary Pick people yourself. As well.
Fangirls.
Yes, also. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so where can you find all that?
If you go to, all the details are on the website, but also on Facebook, if you go to the page called The Real Android Army and The Real Team Apple.
Okay, good. Right. And also, we should add apologies to John Robinson, Simon Breeze, and anyone else who had problems with Google Listen and the podcast last week. No idea what the issue was, but props to Mark Debenham for seeming to find a workaround and letting everyone know. So thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, we don't... See, the thing is, we haven't suddenly started doing anything different in the way we put it up, so we don't understand why it's broken.
It just seemed to... it seemed to crash Google Listen, and it was only the T3 podcast that did it, but there we are. Sorry about that. Hopefully it'll all be sorted this week.
It's just the pure knowledge within. It's just too much for to crash their servers.
Surely anything will be a letdown after all that, but tell me, what have we got for our gadget of the week? Anything?
I know, but I don't know if you know, but... It's the iPad 2.
Whee!
Do you know about the iPad 2? Have you mentioned it yet?
So that it is the gadget of the week.
It is the gadget of the week, I think.
I suppose it has
I think
to be.
It's a worthy gadget of the week.
Yeah.
And it means we can get through this section very quickly.
Yeah, because I don't actually have one. But hopefully, yeah.
March 25th.
25th of March is when it comes out.
11th in the US.
We should mention, we did mention it in the news, it's the same day as the 3DS. So what does that mean? Like, where do you queue? Where do you go? I mean...
Do you think people are going to queue?
No, not for the 3DS. Probably not.
So well, I don't know. I think there'll be major stock shortages of both, to be honest. Because Nintendo don't really care
why don't
about
you
Britain.
What you could do, you could pre-order your 3DS. Yeah. I get you that would be delivered. So you'd have someone at home to wait for your 3DS to arrive and queue at the Apple store for the iPad 2. There we go.
That's a good plan.
Possibly. Yeah.
Also, you wouldn't be able to eat that month, so...
Yeah. Whoops.
Never mind.
Take up less room in the queue.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, gadget of the week, iPad 2. That's a shoo-in, really. And finally, the social network may have been seen off by a film about a stammering king at the Oscars, but that hasn't damped our thirst for all films geekish. T3 has been coming up with its dream list of tech movies it would like to see made. This is in the new T3, which you're holding in your hands.
I am, but only just, because we've got one issue
Wow.
For the entire office, which is We could actually go to W.H. Smith's and buy them because it is on the shelves. But this is all that we've got.
I see. What's on the cover this week, this month?
A lady holding a gadget, I would imagine. It's apps. It's the apps issue. 365 apps to improve your life. An app for every day of the month, every day of the year, indeed. And
apart from leap years, where you have to go one day without one.
Yes.
That's a shame.
To be honest, I haven't counted it up, so there's probably actually something like 390 or something. Oh, okay. But we've gone for 365 as the number.
Excellent. Okay, so... Movies yet to be made, but should be.
Yes. Well, this is one of our regular lighthearted features. And so I liked Twilight hashtag vamps, which is where it's like the next episode of Twilight, the vampires and werewolves, is it? Yes. They. I'm very down with the kids and what they like to watch. They have to woo the mortal girl.
Yep.
Yes,
hey,
by using utterances of 140 characters or less. But the main reason I chose this is because the end of the piece about this particular film does end with an absolute zinger, which I will now read out to you. Packed full of terrible dialogue, poor acting, and with no discernible character development, it's the best Twilight movie yet.
Comedy.
Zing!
Bazzing.
Pow!
Yeah, take that.
Yes. Take that, multi-billionaire Hollywood director people.
Very well. Ree, what is the film you are commissioning as we speak?
Hey, I've gone with Shazam Man. Say it as you like.
Okay.
But basically what it is, it's going to... Tobey Maguire. Yeah. I've got lined up for the lead role.
Okay.
And he basically... He's been bitten by a radioactive Paul Gambaccini, obviously. And what he can do now is commit entire songs to his memory after only one hearing. So he's also conquered agoraphobia. So he's going to take on the ultimate challenge, which is besting the world's deadliest music guessing database in a thrilling showdown.
My God. So it'll be like the IBM computer playing, Jeopardy.
Yeah,
a bit like
exactly
that.
Except like
with
that.
Shazam.
No, I was going to say more like, you know, Deep Blue taking on Garry Kasparov.
That also.
More highbrow kind of thing.
Yes.
Hang on, surely it's Andrew Garfield now, isn't it?
No, I've gone with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, fair enough. Because he's available.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to go with one that's not on the list because you must go and see this now on YouTube. recently kind of unearthed is the conference. We've just had, obviously, the iPad 2. Launched. Apple's been doing this for years when it launches a new product, and the first Macintosh that they launched is now on YouTube, the conference like that, and it's amazing how similar it all is to how they do it today. So they unveil the Macintosh is on the stage all the time when they're talking about it. You don't realize because it's in a bag, and then they open the bag and they pull it out. But anyway,
it's in a bag. Well, so it's like they've taken it hostage.
But everyone goes insane for it, even more insane than they did for the iPad 2 or even the original iPad or whatever. Yeah. So go and watch it. But this needs making into a film. Because there's a whole backstory as well to how Steve Jobs jumped ship from another Apple project onto Macintosh and kind of took it over, and he created Macintosh and then he left. And
that's true. If you can make a film about Facebook, I think you could definitely make a much more interesting film about Apple.
The Steve Jobs film, the early years, is definitely better, going to be better than Social Network.
I thought you meant literally a film about having a great big...
conference.
Show off conference. Yeah.
Well, that'll be in there, obviously.
Actually, there is a film about that, and it's called Triumph of the Will.
Triumph of the Will.
This is made by the Nazis.
Right.
So is that what you want?
No.
Dear me.
Just want to nostalgize about the 1984 MacBook.
Oh, right, sorry.
MacBook, yeah.
Well, I've already brought the mood down with that one, haven't I?
Wow. Misread that.
Plummet. Anyway, there is more of that in the new T3.
I hope not.
Which has just hit... None of that. No, none of that.
There was no Nazism in T3.
Which has just hit the shelves. And that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves, as we mentioned, and on the iPad, including... the iPad 2, incidentally, because it will run on 4.3. And we're on...
Get in.
Yeah, we're on iTunes and Google Listen when it works every Friday.
But start with iTunes.
Yeah, try iTunes
And only then maybe try Google Listen.
Until next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.